Hi, I'm Brett Stetka with Medscape, and welcome to another edition of the F1000 Practice Changing Minutes, a series where we report on commentaries from the faculty of 1000 on highly rated studies that may change clinical practice. We have a commentary today covering the study, the Ahmed versus Bearveld study, one-year treatment outcomes from Dr. Christakis and colleagues, and published in the journal Ophthalmology. The faculty of 1000 has given the study a factor of 10. The following commentary on the study was written by Dr. Stephen Ged from the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine in Florida. And in his commentary on the study, Dr. Ged wrote, "This landmark article reviews the one-year results of the Ahmed versus Bearveld study, or the AVB study, a multi-center randomized clinical trial comparing the safety and efficacy of two of the most popular aqueous shunts. A total of 238 patients with refractory glaucoma were enrolled at 7 different clinical centers, and randomization assigned 124 to the implantation of an Ahmed FP7 valve and 114 of the patients to a placement of a Bearveld 350 implant. The cumulative probability of failure was higher in the Ahmed group at 1 year. It was found to be 43% versus 28%. In the Bearveld group, and the Bearveld group had a lower mean IOP, 16.5 millimeters of mercury in the Ahmed group versus 13.6, and required less medical therapy, on average 1.6 medications in the Ahmed group versus 1.2 in the Bearveld group after a year. The rate of postoperative complications was similar with both implants, 45% in the Ahmed group versus 54% in the Bearveld group, and a greater number of interventions was needed in the Bearveld group during the first year of follow-up, 26% in the Ahmed group versus 42%. The larger end plate of the Bearveld device compared with the Ahmed implant likely explains the greater efficacy, as larger surface area plates have been reported to result in greater pressure reduction. However, the valve mechanism of the Ahmed implant appears to provide an additional level of safety over the Bearveld implant, with a tendency toward fewer post-op complications. The results of the AVB study are remarkably similar to the Ahmed-Bearveld comparison study, another multi-center randomized clinical trial comparing the two implants. And with that, this concludes today's commentary from Dr. Getty. For the F1000 Practice Changing Minute and for Medscape, I'm Brett Stetka, and I appreciate you listening today. Thank you.